Sometimes I think we miss the fact that God has been very gracious to us here at Providence Church. We don't agree on the baptism issue here, and we've said we're still going to love each other and live with that. One thing we do agree on is something about the children that are born into our homes. The Bible is very clear on this, that children of believing parents, whether they be believing parents under the Old Covenant or the New Covenant, they are members of the covenant and recipients of God's promises. We see that this is the case under the Old Covenant because God's promise of grace to Abraham, the one who believes, are extended to his children and his descendants in Genesis 17, verse 7. There he says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed, descendants, and your children after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. Under the new covenant, the Apostle Peter tells us the same thing. Children of believing parents are members of the covenant and recipients of God's promises. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon all flesh, Peter gave his first sermon and pointed out that what had just happened was something God said would happen centuries earlier through the prophet Joel. He then preached Christ crucified to those standing around him. Then look what happened in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 39. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. In other words, children of Christian parents have a special status before God. The Apostle Paul makes this clear in 1 Corinthians 7. In this passage, Paul is dealing with a problem that had emerged in the Corinthian church. Many Gentiles who were married were being converted to the faith, and they were being baptized. And the question that was being raised was this: should they or should they not stay married to their unbelieving spouse? And Paul says there in that passage, yes. And then he tells us why, and this gives us some insight into his understanding of the status of children born to Christian parents. He says this in verse 14, For the unbelieving husband is sanctified or made holy through his wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified or made holy through her believing husband. For otherwise your children are unclean, but now they are holy. Holy here does not mean that the child necessarily has been granted faith and given a new heart or individually a recipient of Christ's forgiveness. We know this because Paul applies basically the same word to the spouse who is still in unbelief in this passage. So what does Paul mean here? Simply, by being in union with the believer in this family relationship, both the unbelieving spouse and the children have been set apart by God, placed into a relationship where they can be exposed to and receive the grace of God in a way that others do not. To put it in the language of Hebrews 6, verse 4 through 5, they will see the work of the Holy Spirit going on in the lives of those around them, and in this sense be partakers in that Spirit. They will taste the good word of God as they hear it and taught it. And by being in such a family, they will come to know something about the powers of the age to come. Marina June McFadden belongs to this special class of children. She has been placed into a family where she can see the working of God's grace and experience the presence of God simply because her father, Seth, and her mother, Jalon, are baptized believers who want to serve Christ and follow him with their lives. Raina's life is different because it's in that household and not into a household where the parents are pagans. Her life is different. God's blessings will be tasted by her that she wouldn't taste if she had been born into a non-Christian home. And we need to praise God for that. We just need to rejoice. Look at our children around us. Some of you have grown up, Nicole and Nate. Do you see God's blessings around you as you've been raised? You need to look because they've been there. God has blessed you and set you apart and made you holy. This being the case, like the believer Abraham, who applied the sign of covenant membership to his children and to all who were in his covenant household, and that sign being circumcision under the old covenant, so to today, the sign of covenant membership, which is baptism, will be applied